You know, there's a special mojo that's felt during those moments when human beings genuinely share who they are. When you see a songwriter who deeply believes and has lived the words that they're singing, it's the kind of magic that hushes a noisy room or sends shivers down your spine. I'm here to explore just that. What is it exactly that makes that kind of magic moment happen? Greetings, folks. My name is Michael Averill, and this is the Write Songs You Love podcast.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome again, my friends, back to the Write Songs You Love podcast. If this is your very, very first episode, first time walking in the room, you've knocked on the door, I've opened it, I've got a little something for you. Here you go.
Leave your shoes at the door.
Like the song says, you know, kick off your shoes, relax, get comfy, and it's a treat to have you here. For those of you who have been here for a long while now, and I can say that because it's been a long while that this has been going on, welcome. I tip my hat or my toque, or for the Americans, the beanie to you, and give you high fives for just all the awesomeness over the last few years and all the great contributions you've all been making lately in the themes of this podcast and the discussions that happen in the Facebook group or through email or the newsletter or all of the awesome stuff. It's great. For all of you that have been here for a while, you know that I love a good story. I love stories in general. And on this whole learning, talking about how we learn kind of kick and how that affects our songwriting, I had a couple of experiences this week that really pushed me to leaning today's episode onto a very important part of the whole learning and communication aspect that we have as human beings, and that's asking questions. So questions are huge. I don't know if anyone else can relate listening to this, but if you've ever been in any kind of situation, especially when you're meeting new people or you're at an event that you don't, maybe you're a little bit out of your territory, or through a friend you get invited somewhere, or if you're a performer and you're going out to like an open mic, or you're at a show, you're in a new city, there's so many scenarios where you're meeting new people all the time. And even if they're not new people, even if they're people that you know, like could be family, you see maybe often, coworkers, anybody where you're in regular communication, it's really easy for conversations to kind of get stuck in routine and the same kind of somewhat mundane questions that come up that have to do with the weather or just the general, how you doing? And good. All right. How you doing? Great. Okay. See you later. You know, it's a funny thing, and I go through phases of my life where when I engage in that kind of conversation, a lot of it's automatic. It just kind of happens. But sometimes it just bugs me, and I want to go on a little deep dive of just what happens in communication there and what else could happen in that communication, particularly because when I have taken the time to think about different kinds of questions or just asking other anything really other than the automatic daily kind of small chat kind of stuff, there's always something really interesting that pops up. Either I learn something new about the person I'm talking to, or they just give me a neat idea that I ponder through the rest of the day or sometimes longer. And oftentimes when I shift up my questions, I often end up getting songs out of the process because I just think, wow, that's a really cool idea. And it sends me on a bit of a, I don't know, idea chain. And somehow, oftentimes, yeah, I look back on a lot of the songs that I've written, particular ones that I really enjoy and love. And so many of them have come out of really good conversations. So I wanted to highlight on questions because earlier in the, well, I should say over the last few months, this has been going on. A really good friend, someone who's become a good friend, is actually going to be coming on the podcast very soon in the next couple of weeks here to talk about something that she specializes in, and that's values. So I'm not talking about value as in like monetary worth or these things. It's like values that really govern what we do in our lives, what we do in alignment, what we were pulled to, and what we do in belief of. These things that are like deep-seated, super important, this is our like life code kind of values. So she has an amazing set of workshops that work people through figuring that out for yourself. And a lot of it involves story and thinking back into certain times of like important moments in your life and then looking at why certain things are important to us. Anyway, all that to say, it for me, it brought up a value of curiosity is a really important one to me, and how much it is to like seek understanding and to, but there's an adventurous kind of playful side to it as well that ultimately just kind of keeps feeding itself when it's rewarded with discoveries that feel good, hence learning and putting it into play and all of the stuff we've been talking about. It was cool to identify it for me that, you know, curiosity is like one of my core values. So with that, one of the activities that her name is Sabah, I've talked about her before previously on this podcast, that she worked me through and a few others in the group are these statements that you kind of work through, and you take a value and you think about what it actually looks like to put it into action. And I don't know if any of you listening have been a part of a job. I know I've been in other working situations where as a staff building thing, we've gone through values-based workshops, and they've never really been all that impactful for me, because you kind of just pick things from a list and then you kind of have your five or whatever. And then, you know, I think if it's usually at businesses or whatever, you kind of put them up on the wall and that's there to remind everybody how things work around here and what we're all about. But it kind of stops there. It doesn't really look at what you actually do with those values. Like how do you actually put those into play? So I was thinking about that with terms of that one specific one for me, curiosity. And questions is such a big part of that for me. And I just wanted to bring this up today to like super emphasize there's a lot of opportunity here. And I was actually digging up, I've been running, I just started a Put Pants on Your Songs workshop yesterday on Wednesday. And I actually have another group starting today, Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific. Goes for five or 6 weeks here. And it runs from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. So if you're a songwriter and you're listening to this and you're like, I've got songs, they don't have any pants, they're running around half-baked and I just can't share them because I can't finish it. If you really feel like you've hit a wall with your songs, then get in touch. We've got a couple more spots available. You can either jump in this week or you can pop in next week if it's a bit too short notice. But we do have a couple of spots open for you to put pants on your songs. So with that in mind, it made me think about an old song that I never really finished. And I wrote years ago when I first started getting interested into all of this around questions. And the whole song, this is the way my mind works for songwriting sometimes, is when I think about situations, I think, oh, how could a song be a tool for me, but also for other people that hear it? So like I was saying, any of those social situations that you might be in where you're just not sure what to ask, it's actually nice to have a collection of questions like you can go to. And this is what all of this is swirling in my head, because this workshop with Sabah made me explore my curiosity value. And it made me think, I'm like, you know what? I've never really kind of put questions down, my favorite questions, into one resource. So I decided to open up a document and typed in the title Question Bank. And so I just started this. I just started, anytime I hear a cool question, I think is, wow, that's a really neat one to be asked or to ask somebody. Boom, it goes in the bank. And then I have something there. And I've actually just out in passing started to ask other people that question. It's like, what is your favorite question or questions, plural, to ask other people or that you would love to be asked? And I put that out to you. If you have any, I would love to hear it, because I think good questions are really just the secret sauce for so much in terms of really great communication, good conversations, learning, but also just increasing depth and connection with the people around us who we engage with on the day to day. So I'm starting to make my question bank. And sure enough, I went back and I found this old song that I started writing when I started getting into this. And I wanted to finish it off. And I thought it would be pertinent to play this one for you today. So I got my guitar out, got this one out and ready. And I'll tell you, this is one of these prompts for you to just think about this and how you use questions in your conversation. And like I was saying before, I started writing this song with the intent of, if I was playing for people in a house concert, in any venue, anything where there was kind of a listening space, and maybe there's new people meeting each other, or maybe a bit shy, not necessarily wanting to like jump out and put themselves out there, then this could be a catalyst or something to break that tension, open up those doorways for people to just start chatting with each other. And that is actually a super cool thing that we as songwriters or storytellers can do, is by just putting something out there, it gives people tools and vehicles in which to be in that space together easier. So if that alone helps you write a new song or think about the situations you might be in, I would love to hear it. So I'll give you an example. This is this one that I just dug up. I just put pants on. I've never played this out and about, but I think I'm going to now because it's just fun to play. And I love the message. So here we go.
So tell me your story, 'cause I'd like to know ya. This could all be less awkward if we just broke the ice. Well, I can ask you questions, and if you kindly answer, we could start conversation and be on our way.
There you go. There's the framing of it all. Here come the questions.
If you had a race car and could drive all night long, how far would you travel to see the break of the dawn? If you could push evolution and grow a new feature, would you take gills for the ocean or become a large winged creature? And if you hated your day job and the money was shit, what would it take for you to get out, to pack up and quit? So tell me your story, 'cause I'd like to know ya. This could all be less awkward if we just spoke our minds. Right? Doesn't have to be that complicated. All right, here's some more questions. If you could be any superhero, what skills would you have? Would you sneak up on strangers like the Invisible Man? If you were a surfboard, and nope, that's not it. Would you ride any old wave? If you lived in Hawaii, what would you do to get laid? So tell me your story, 'cause I'd like to know ya. This could all be less awkward if we just broke the ice. All right, we're gonna get a little saucier here. Here we go. If you could be if you could be in a movie and have a sexy love scene, would you show off your package just to be on that screen? And how was the weather on the worst day of your life? How do you roast your marshmallows to toast them just right? Really want to know that one. Everybody's got a story worth knowing. But if we keep them all secret, what good do they serve? So won't you tell me your story? 'Cause I'd like to know ya. We could have conversation and be on our way. We could have conversation and be on our way. Right, we could be on our way. All of these things. So if any of those questions got you excited, lit you up, made you laugh, made you think deeply, then feel free to try them out. That's what this song is for. It's for people to use these as little prompts in the moment. If you want to just phone up somebody you haven't talked to in a while and just bust out one of those crazy questions, I guarantee they'll get a kick out of it. It will lead you somewhere hilarious, and just have trust that it'll work out. But if you don't like those questions, like I said, feel free to dig into your own question bank and throw some my way. I would love to hear what you like to be asked or what you like to ask others. And if you try anything along these lines with the questions, like I said, I'd love to hear about it. I think it's just such a fun conversation piece. And that really is such an essential part of not only how we learn from each other, It's really how we grow in our understanding of other people, other ways of life, just depth of character beyond what we can often put people in little tiny boxes in our expectations and assumptions. So questions are that crowbar that really pops that open and breaks it open in all the best ways. So like I said, give it a go. I'd love to hear about it either in the Facebook group or through the newsletter if you want to reply, or just message me through social media or the writesongsyoulove.com website. Hit the contact page and let me know what you're thinking. Like I said, it's always appreciated, and I love getting to know all of you
that much better all the time. So that's all I got for today. Just another, again, one more reminder. If anyone is in that stage, just like I was today, just I ended up finishing off this song so I could put it on this podcast. It's nice to have those little deadlines and a reason to share it with people. And that's essentially what Put Pants on Your Songs is all about. So if you want to join on that, same thing, you can reach me in any of those number of ways, or you can look up on writesongsyoulove.com, and there's the dates and everything on there. You can register with those remaining two spots on this Thursday session class that is available. So if you want to take it up, go for it. And otherwise, get out there, ask those questions. And an extra special last tip here. When Sabah she's going to come on the podcast in a couple of weeks, we're going to have some fun questions in the Facebook group for you to percolate on and for her to answer in that interview. And then for those who are members, the Write Songs You Love members, you are going to get a very special opportunity to actually be in a workshop with Sabah. And this is the first of what I'd talked about previously with that membership level, that every once in a while, we're going to bring opportunities for guests who come on the podcast to engage with people in the community here. So you can directly talk to them. They're, like in this case, there's going to be a values-related workshop for you to take part in, and that's just included in that membership. So more things like this are going to happen, and it's ideally the kind of thing that, you know, when you get clear on something like your values, that in this moment in time, like what's really important to you, it can really become an amazing source for new songwriting. And not only just powerful song ideas, they're going to be songs that you really connect to, which at the end of the day, I'm guessing you'll probably fall in love with. And that's the name of the game here at the Write Songs You Love podcast community and all this fun jazz that goes on here. So that's where I will leave you today. Get out there, ask those questions, brew on them, share them, and we'll catch you next time.